and you're feeling lonely, and get them in a stew. Just bend your ear, come over here, and man, here's what you do. If you got the blues, I got some news. Join in the fun in your blues straight shoes. You're the holiday rock, the holiday rock, the holly, 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 holly,
My name is Ruth Maddock and I played Gladys Pugh. Gladys Pugh came from the Valleys. She was a woman of her time, of the 1950s. And as I grew up in the Valleys during the 50s, I have plenty of people that I remember as an example to actually base my portrayal of Gladys on. They had Barathea suits. They had nipped in waists. They were rather prim, but underneath it all, they were wanting to get out of the Valleys, and this was certainly Gladys Pugh. She lands up in Maplin's where she gets this job, and I should think by the time we meet her, she's been there for about two seasons. So she knows the ropes pretty well. And suddenly this manager, whom she's more or less his PA, we would call her today. She was always aspiring to be management, but never quite made it. And this camp manager comes along, played by Simon Cadell, and that was Geoffrey Fairbrother. And she makes a beeline for Geoffrey Fairbrother. I geared my performance of Gladys to Simon Cadell's Geoffrey, because I realised, looking at the script, that a lot of it was feeding him. So I could do reaction to what he said, which became actually the trademark of Gladys Pugh, was the reaction. And it's very interesting. I was taught many, many years ago at RADA that acting is reacting. And so, yeah. I was able to put that into practice with Gladys. As far as Jimmy Perry and David Croft goes, they were wonderful people to work for. I had worked for Jimmy Perry in Watford Rep and done quite a few productions with him. So he knew what I could do. David Croft, of course, had a terrific track record, even when Heidi High came on the scene. Because he'd already done Dad's Army, and he'd done Ain't Half Hot. Heidi High was going to be a hat trick for them.
Yeah.
So it was very important to them. And it was very different from the sitcoms that had been. And since. What they cleverly did with their three wonderful programmes was take them out of a box set, i.e. all your filming was either running up and down fields or doing something or other.
Yeah.
And what is so great about their writing is that everything is progression within the story, within the actual episode that you happen to be doing. Nothing is wasted. In fact, they were fabulous to actually be in. And because they were so good, dialogue-wise, they were relatively easy to learn. So I feel very privileged that I was given the chance to create Gladys. It's very dear to me. The whole concept of Heidi High had never been done before, and it was innovative. It really was. Although, you know, it wasn't set in the 80s. We only moved one year in the whole of the 9 series that we did. You moved one year. This was quite difficult to accommodate because we were all getting older, especially me, because I wasn't, you know, I was no spring chicken when I started to play Gladys. And Gladys actually professed to be 29 on a good day and 35 on a bad day. So it was quite an interesting not any quiet, it was a hell of an interesting piece to work on, and I'm very, very grateful to them. And besides all that, we have made terrific friendships. Sue Pollard and I are great friends. The men are great friends. But, yes, it was halcyon days.
I see.
Okay.
That's fine. Thank you very much.
Is that all right?
Thank you.
Okay. You join in the party.